Now, let's say a small business owner or somebody who's thinking of starting a small business hears about this and they're making plans to come to SCORE. What do they need to gather? What do they need to think about before they come and sit down with a mentor?
Well, I think you just have to understand what your business is. I think you have to look at it as the best way to utilize the services is to think of it as a process, that it's not a one-hit type of scenario. And the initial consultation, really, the primary focus has to be on what the business is, what they want to accomplish, what their feelings are, what they feel the challenges are to their business.
How many businesses is the Lexington chapter working with at any given time?
I would say that probably overall clientele that we've worked with is, say, in the 400 range, maybe a little less. And then we have an audited report from 2014 done by Price Waterhouse that showed that we help create like just over 200 businesses.
What do you look for in a prospective mentor? Is there some sort of vetting process?
There is. That, of course, a big thing with volunteers are that, you know, you're looking for a certain amount of expertise, but sort of the willingness to volunteer. And a lot of the conversation has to surround just understanding what volunteer means. If you've been a volunteer before, you have a little better idea of what's entailed. The number one aspect, are they really still interested after they understand what goes on? As far as their background, most of these people are so highly qualified that it's really not where you're looking for experience. It's just really going to be out there. It really becomes their really wanting to do what our mission is.
And what kind of time is involved?
It's not really that great. You know, you're looking at, let's say, a minimum of maybe 10 hours a month. So that's, you know, 2, maybe 3 hours a week of mentoring. Basically, I mean, we're always recruiting for clients and more mentors.
And how long have you been doing this, Vincent?
I've been doing this 5 years.
Would you say it's rewarding?
I like it. I mean, if you like people and you like volunteering and helping, I think you're going to like it.
So how would somebody who might be interested in volunteering to become a SCORE mentor get in touch? What should they do?
Well, we have a website, lexington.score.org. You can go in there. You can call the office, which is on Waller Avenue, 389. You can run into another mentor somewhere in the universe and come to us. And it's really, if you just go even to the national site under volunteers, you can kind of find your way down to where it says, do you want to be a volunteer? You hit some button, fill out a form, you're in the system.